This next backing track is in E flat major or C minor, and weaves in and out from C minor and E flat. So just do a C minor pentatonic, and we're going to talk about reverse contour bends. That means you start bending towards the target, and then you reverse direction for a minute, or a second rather, and then you finally hit the target. So it's like going up, and then coming back down a bit, but not all the way back down, and then back up to the target. So, for example, if I'm going to target the same B flat and C that I did before, I'm gonna, instead of just bending, right, I'm gonna go towards the C but not all the way, come back down a little and you'll hear it. So I made the ear wait for the resolution, but I kept it moving so it didn't really sound, kept you off guard a little bit, didn't really sound like I didn't know what I was doing either. Let's do it. Right? You could do it, you don't have to do it slow, you could do it fast. Or you could do the, you know, the first bit blast and then the second bit slow, or the reverse of that, you know. Or, you know, just play around with different speeds and different, but that's a very cool one. Or you could do multiple times. You could change direction multiple times. If you're really messing with my ear, can you hear it? It kind of sounds bad a little because I'm out of tune, but I'm in control of your ear. And then finally there's a payoff there. It can be useful if you know what you're doing. You gotta be careful, you gotta listen, you know. You know, that's, it's really a tease, you know. Don't, I mean, obviously you wouldn't overdo something like that, but it's really quite a tease to the ear. And then finally it rewards you. The payoff is large, you know, because you get to hear the note that you've been waiting for.